Reflection is oneness. It is the mind knowing and the mind known. Reflection has no quality or function that is not the quality or function of mind. Nor has mind a quality or function which is not the quality or function of reflection. Therefore, man, as reflection, or what mind knows, is forever revealing or unfolding himself, or the seed would not be within itself upon the earth to multiply and replenish the earth. The one mind is aware of its goodness, its beauty, its perfection, its immortality, through the ideas which are its identity or body. These ideas are yourself and myself, present and essential to the identity of God. Mind could not identify itself without the ideas which reveal its nature. However imperfectly we may be perceiving all this, however limited our consciousness may appear to be, infinite awareness is the one awareness. Infinite consciousness is the one consciousness. So that my world and your world, no matter how it may appear to us individually, is mind or God manifesting or revealing himself as yourself and myself, infinitely conscious of the ideas of that mind. We are our world. There could be nothing, no God, no mind, no man, no universe or consciousness, which is not Creator disclosing itself as creation. And so again, we see the inseparability of God and man, mind and idea. The proof that God is not abstract power, but concrete presence, now lies in our realization of this oneness. As the understanding of this oneness unfolds, we lose all sense of a far-off God, all sense of a universe needing to be healed or changed. We get some glimpse of the fact that it is no longer necessary to go through years of slow evolution, what we erroneously call progress, to demonstrate our freedom from the sense of matter universe with its diseases and its sorrows. Our ability to reject matter substance is based on our ability to accept the fact that awareness, which we call seeing, hearing, feeling, is spiritual sense or consciousness. Mind. In Unity of Good, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "This spiritual consciousness can form nothing unlike itself, spirit, and spirit is the only creator." Close quote. Substance, therefore, is not a crowd of particles, but it is the aliveness, omni-action, ever-beingness, which we call spirit, mind. In the degree that our awareness approximates the mind which is spirit, what we call our senses, will make us more and more aware of the, quote, creation which is ever appearing and must ever continue to appear from the nature of its inexhaustible source, close quote. More and more will we have the sense of a visible, tangible spiritual universe with no sense of deterioration and decay, no sense of disease. In Miscellany, Mrs. Eddy says that, quote, spiritual sense and not material senses convey all impressions to man, close quote. Therefore, we turn from the temptation to pay attention to the so-called material senses, which we have become accustomed to think of as making us aware of our world, because we are learning that awareness is spiritual, and that our sense of things is based on our understanding of God and is not seeing, hearing, and feeling things. All sense testimony is our perception of truth and is a mental concept. What we call the five senses are a mental sense testifying to the presence of something real they misrepresent, or rather misconceive, and are a constant demand upon us to know the real as revealed in Christian Science and disregard the misrepresentation. Quote, when what we erroneously term the five physical senses are misdirected, they are simply the manifested beliefs of mortal mind, which affirm that life, substance, and intelligence are material instead of spiritual. These false beliefs and their products constitute the flesh, and the flesh wars against the spirit. Close quote. Science and Health. Visible and tangible mean that which is perceptible, and perception is cognition of fact or truth by the activity of thinking, knowledge. Limited in our education, visible has meant to us what the eye sees, and tangible that which the hand feels. So, when we are told there is no matter substance, we have an uncertain sense of what is going on as our world. Spirit to us has been something shadowy, without form, outline, color, visibility, and tangibility. And yet, we have a sense of substance, form, outline, order, beauty in our world which we cannot deny. If awareness is spiritual and mental, then what our eyes apparently see, our ears hear, our fingers feel, must be a limited version or perception of truth, the dim discernment of something real, something with substance, form, identity. Or we would have no sense of seeing or feeling anything. Quote, even through the mists of mortality is seen the brightness of his coming. Close quote. Miscellaneous Writings.